The transparency is the key to this whole thing. Whether that transparency can be put into bills and into various things, in which you always need to do. This is my recommendation for a solution.
Okay.
You need to, and you do have the power to do this, because politically, how do you oppose transparency? How do you oppose outcome-based funding for hospitals?
Mm-hmm.
When those numbers are reported, so we have CMS data that showed in Texas, 90% of the people put on ventilators died. 90%. You have a better chance with Russian roulette, literally. Okay?
Protocol.
That's a protocol. So listen, and not only is it a protocol, but they get paid to do it a lot. When you go to the hospital, you get tested. They get paid more. When you get admitted for COVID, they get paid more. When they put you on remdesivir, they get paid more. When you get ventilated, they get paid more. When you die, they get paid more. This is perverse. We have incentivized the murder of patients rather than incentivized treatment. It's really easy. We just put that out in the public and say, hey, public, this election season, do you want us to incentivize hospitals to have good outcomes, or do you want us to continue incentivizing the murder of your loved ones? I don't know.